Good morning. Revelation 13, verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and spoke like a dragon. The dragon is breathing fire on the Holy Christian Church, flames of fire. But the church is the strongest fortress in the universe because it is protected by the blood of the Lamb. Unable to breach those walls, the dragon sends this second beast into the external church undercover. He appears like a lamb, but speaks the words of the dragon. Jesus warns, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Revelation 16 and 19 call this second beast the false prophet. There are many false prophets, but this one claims both horns, the full authority of Christ himself. Verse 18 tells us the characteristics which are described are sufficient to identify this lamb beast. And the first, then, is he maintains the appearance of righteousness within Christianity. Verse 18, "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Secondly, this beastly false prophet is a man, then, who is part of the dragon's plan of warfare from the very early times of the New Testament. And yet Revelation 19 also shows us that this false prophet will still be at work at the time of Christ's return and judgment day, when he will be cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. So his existence for thousands of years is a succession of men in the office that claims Christ's own authority, setting themselves in the place of God. So, he is 666, always trying to be the seven of God's perfect, eternal person and work, but always falling short. He remains 666, riddled with the sin and death of man. It's the number of man. Verse 12, "And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed." So thirdly, though he presents himself as Christ on earth, his goal is to get people to worship the beast, namely, setting their trust in man's wisdom, works, and wonders. Verses 13 to 15, "He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed." Fourthly, with apparent dragon-empowered miracles on the one hand and tyrannical murder on the other, he succeeds in general in deceiving those who dwell on the earth. Verse 16 and 17, "He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." So fifthly, he grasps earthly prosperity and power even to the point of spiritual blackmail and economic tyranny. So this beast is neither Hitler nor Bin Laden nor the like, but one, remember first, with the appearance of righteousness within Christianity. Second, his office or succession of human leaders are setting themselves in the place of God within the church through most of the New Testament period. It's the papacy. who claims for himself, "It is altogether necessary to salvation for every human being to be subject to the Roman pontiff." Even with just these two characteristics, the Roman Catholic papacy is the only thing which fits. And thirdly, it is their goal to get people to set their trust in man's wisdom, works, and wonders. What does the Pope claim? That he alone can interpret, change, and add divine revelation, so leading men to rely on man, the Pope. And listen to their demand that people not rely on Christ alone, but also on their works. Blasphemy. The Council of Trent decreeing, if anyone says that a man is justified solely by the imputation of Christ's righteousness or solely by the remission of sins, let him be damned. Fourthly, the Catholic Church has continually claimed miracles and visions and at various times murdered those opposing them. Fifthly, the sale of indulgences, masses, and pardons remains a spiritual blackmail to this day, which in the Middle Ages was so absolute that they could maintain absolute tyranny over entire countries. Revelation 13 is not written for us to thank God I am so much better than the Pope and those that follow him. For then we too would be making substitutes for the blood of the Lamb. The Holy Spirit tells us about this Lamb beast so that we would not be led astray by him, nor by any wolf in sheep's clothing, but ever cling alone to the blood of the Lamb as our dearest treasure. His sacrifice alone atones for your sin perfectly and eternally. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 261.